OSF St. Joseph Medical Center is putting in a cancer center. The move follows OSF's exit from the Community Cancer Center earlier this year, following 20 years of partnership with Broman and Advocate Broman. Carl Broman has the center in Normal now. OSF Cancer Center will be on the hospital campus. There's already a temporary radiation unit outside. When done next summer, OSF St. Joseph Hospital President Lynn Fulton says $10 million will go into it.
You know, as we have seen cancer treatment change dramatically, really over the last 10 to 15 years, really the best cancer centers are connected to larger programs. And so by going and building our own center here on the St. Joe's campus, it allows us to be connected to our program in Peoria so that patients here in Bloomington really get the benefit of the full breadth of services. So for example, Dr. Crystal Reed is our radiation oncologist, and she is connected and really works alongside all of the physicians in Peoria. And so if she needs to be out for something, one of them will come over and take care of our patients. When we see that a patient may benefit from a different level of care that might be offered in Peoria, we're able to consult real time with those clinicians and connect that patient to that level of care.
You mentioned the integration into the Peoria services. That will include that new $250 million cancer center that is expected to come online in 2023.
For the patients that would benefit from that, you know, not everybody needs proton beam therapy.
How has the landscape changed from when the Community Cancer Center came on the scene 20 years ago? At the time, the rationale was to provide service with less travel, to provide cost efficiencies in a marketplace. Equipment was hugely expensive. What has made that logic no longer apply?
You know, it's very difficult today to be able to run just a standalone cancer center. And that's really what the Community Cancer Center was. You know, it was owned half by us and half by Advocate Broman. But to a certain extent, it was kind of a lone ranger out there, and it was difficult because it couldn't really connect fully to either system. And today, the best treatment really evolves through that connection. And so, as I shared, we're able to do that by having our own center. You know, that looked different 20 years ago when the Community Cancer Center opened. A lot of that technology was very new. It was very expensive. And that was truly opened to be an asset for the community, and it really served that purpose for 20 years.
Why can't a cancer center like the Community Cancer Center be fully integrated into both systems? Is that an information technology issue or what?
It's really about having two different organizations. Advocate has an excellent cancer program. OSF has an excellent cancer program. But it's very difficult to ask an entity to follow in two different directions.
Can you give an example of that difficulty where...
Treatment protocols. We're able to design our treatment protocols for OSF. It's built into our EMR. And so our clinicians are able to access that regardless of where they are in our system.
So you have a more competitive landscape then if you have separate systems operating. How can that competition be defined in matters of price and in matters of care for somebody on the street who has access maybe to both but doesn't know where to go?
Well, on when you're looking at competition for care, you know, I can only really comment on what we offer at OSF. I can't really comment on what other people offer through their center. By being able to offer our own services here, we're able to connect into our larger OSF system. We're able to offer a really wide variety of services and connect our patients to care. You know, we're able right here in Bloomington Normal, we're able to offer radiation therapy. We have a nurse navigator to really partner with the patient and their family throughout their journey with cancer. Clinical trials have really come a long way in the last decade as we're looking at individualized care for patients. And I think that really is a distinction and one of the reasons why it was so important for us to be able to have our own center.
Will this cancer center create new jobs in Bloomington Normal or just a different allocation of existing ones?
No, actually, it has already created additional jobs. We have hired a supervisor that has started. We hired two radiation oncology therapists. We have hired a RN nurse navigator as well as an RN clinic nurse.
Lynn Fulton is the president of OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington.